Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, Jesus in love, I know, and if you ever, I know, love is over.
grace is awaiting you, O God, in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. Blessed is the man whom you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts, and we shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. By awesome, another word for awesome is impressive deeds in righteousness, you will answer us. O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far-off seas, who establish the mountains with strength, being clothed with power, you who still the noise of the sea, the noise of their waves, and the tumult, another word for tumult is noise, of the peoples, they also who dwell in the furthest parts are afraid of your signs. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening rejoice. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, or so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows, and furrow is just a row where you will plant a seed. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. I have read to you Psalm 65 in its entirety. Praise to God for his salvation and prudence. Another word, other words for prudence is protective care. See, let's pray to our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven, thank you for being you. You know that we seek, need you. Thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. And it's always our Father in heaven. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city that is attacked by Satan on every side. Every time it turns around, you have an emergency manager doing this, that, and the other. But I ask that you handle that situation, our Father. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. Let us sheep rejoice in it. We come to you with thanksgiving in our heart and mind for your giving us sane, sound mind, excellent health, family, love, courage, patience, wealth, education, and prosperity in all things. In your Son's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening, sundown, ending Saturday evening sundown. You sheep who have been listening to me for a while know to have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen or pencil, paper or notepad, as well as a cold glass of water. And would you know it, I forgot to get mine this morning. I want you to follow me to the book of Isaiah, and we're going to pick up reading where we left off. But I want to share with you, sheep, what I got up singing this morning. Now, I'm no singer by no means. I've always wanted to sing. Even in the choir when I was in it, I was not good at it. But here it goes. God created us in his image and likeness. Bow down, devil, and never get up. Bow down, Lucifer, with all your demons, and never get up. Bow down, Satan, with all your aliases. Never transmit a thought or say a word till God's sons put you, your demons, in the lake of fire. Beelzebub, go to him. Written to you, written by Chandra Harris on June 22nd, 2013. So be it. Beelzebub, Satan, devil, Lucifer, whatever you call yourself, go to hell and burn in the lake of fire. Follow me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 15. We're going to start reading at verse 1. But I just want to say this as well. The last few chapters, as a matter of fact, all of the book of Isaiah has told us things that I did not know. They were news to me, especially chapter, I want you to read over chapters 12, 13, and 14. And I said, oh my goodness. Well, come on, sheep. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 15, verse 1. We are going to read about the proclamation against Moab. And proclamation is no more than a prophecy or an announcement. And Moab, if you look, it's right behind the Dead Sea on your Bible. As I've told you before, this Bible was translated by Caucasians, but it was written by people of color. The region of Moab, that is an area where people of color are, although some people were put there in 1948, 47. I don't know who they are. They say they're Jews, but they may not be. If you read Revelation 12 and chapter 2, and I'm turning to verse 9, it says, and he's talking to the persecuted church, the church of Smyrna. He says, I know your works, tribulations, and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. So I don't know. There's a question mark there. They say they're Jews, but I don't know if they are or not. But it's not me to, for me to judge. God will. Let's read Isaiah chapter 15, verse 1. The burden against Moab. Another word for burden is heavy load. Because in the night, air of Moab is laid waste and destroyed. Because in the night, cur of Moab is laid waste and destroyed. Now, what that means to me, sheep, is that those countries were attacked in the night. It reminds me of shock and awe. And that happened in 2009, I think. maybe 2008, and that happened in Iraq. Let's read chapter 2. He has gone up to the temple in Dibon. I think that should be read. He has gone up to the temple and to Dibon. The he that he's referring to is Moab. To the high places to weep. Moab will wail over Nebo and over Mariba. On all their heads will be baldness and every beard cut off. In their streets they will clothe themselves with sackcloths. On the tops of their houses and in their streets, everyone will wail, weeping bitterly. Now let me go back up to verse 3 where it says sackcloth. A sackcloth is a cloth made of black goat's hair. It's a garment worn by mourners. Let's pick up reading at verse 4. Heshbon and Elealeh will cry out. Their voice shall be heard as far as Jahaz. Therefore, the armed soldiers of Moab will cry out. His life will be burdensome to him. Verse 5. My heart will cry out for Moab. His fugitives, and fugitives are deserters, runaways, escapees, shall flee to Zoar like a 3-year-old heifer. And a heifer is a female cow. For by the ascent, that means to go up by loop head, they will go up with weeping. For in the way of Haronium, they will rise up a cry of destruction. For the waters of Nimrum will be desolate. Desolate means empty. For the grass has withered away. The grass fails. There is nothing green. Therefore, the abundance they have gained. Let me read what my other Bible says. Therefore, their wealth they have gained, and what they have laid up, they will carry away to the brook of the willows. For the cry has gone all around the borders of Moab. It's wailing to Eglim, and it's wailing to Beer Elim. For the waters of Dimon will be full of blood, because I will bring war upon Dimon, lions upon him who escapes from Moab. Now I can understand why the soldiers, their life is burdensome to them. And on the remnant of the land, I thank our Father in heaven for allowing me to finish reading chapter 15. Now, sheep, let's read chapter 16. Moab destroyed, and the lamb to the ruler of the land, from Selah to the wilderness, to the mount of the daughters of Zion, where it shall be as a wandering bird thrown out of its nets, so shall be the daughters of Moab at the forts of the Arnon. Now, I looked up forts because I did not know what that was. And what it says, forts are shallow places where one crosses by walking. And it referred me to the River of Jordan. So I'm thinking that there are some places, there will be some places, if that prophecy has not already happened, where the daughters of Moab will cross the rivers of Jordan. Jordan while walking. Verse 3. Take counsel, execute judgment. My other Bible says, and I know you probably say, well, why didn't you read from her other Bible? But I happen to like this one better. It helps me to understand what is being has been written, as well as the other Bible helps me understand this Bible clearly. Verse 3, it says, the way my other Bible reads, it says, take counsel, render decision. Make your shadow like the night in the middle of the day. Hide the outcast. Do not betray him who escapes. Let my outcast dwell with you, O Moab. Be a shelter to them from the face of the spoiler. For the extortioner is at an end. Oh, praise God. Thank you for that. You know what? Extortioner is a person that obtains through force or threat. A blackmailer, you can say. Devastation ceases. The oppressors are consumed out of the land. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, this consumed them out of Detroit. It's politics. Amen. Let's pick up reading at verse 5, chapter 15, 16, verse 5. In mercy, the throne will be established, and one will sit on it in truth, in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking justice and hastening. Hasting means to rush or hurry up righteousness. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud of his haughtiness. Oh, that's his attitude and his pride and his wrath is his anger. But his lies shall not be so. Therefore, Moab will wail for Moab. He's going to cry for himself. Everyone shall wail. Wail means to cry. For the foundations of Kir-Hareses, you shall mourn. Surely they are stricken. For the fields of Heshbon languishes. A languish means to grow weak. And the vine of Sibmah, the Lord's. And this is why when I come to the word the Lord in the Bible, I do not like to use it. I try to, in the Old Testament, I try to use the word God. But Lords, to me, they are nothing but rulers. And a Lord could be anybody. And I think the word Lord originated from England. I know the people in England use the word Lord, this Lord, that person. So I'm going to say the rulers of the nations have broken down its choice plants, which have reached to Jazer and wandered through the wilderness. Her branches are stretched out. They are gone over the sea. Therefore, I will bewail. Bewail means to weep or mourn. The vine of Sibmah. And I'm thinking that those are the children of Sibmah. With the weeping of Jazer, I will drench you with my tears, O Heshbon and Elealeh, for battle cries have fallen over the summer fruits and your harvest. For for, let me read that again. I'm trying to check the time because I have had technical difficulties this morning. And whenever you hear the song that I've chosen for my program play all the way through, know that I am experiencing technical difficulties with the program, all right? Let's pick up reading at chapter 16, verse 10. It says, gladness is taken away, and joy from the plentiful field. In the vineyard there will be no singing, nor will there be shouting. No treaders will tread out in their wine presses. I have made their shouting cease. Therefore my heart shall resound like a harp for Moab, and my inners being for Kir hears. And it shall come to pass when it is seen that Moab is weary, another word for weary is tired, on the high places, that he will come to his sanctuary to pray, but he will not prevail. So God is not going to answer your prayers, Moab, when you do go up to pray. Verse 13, this is the word which God has spoken concerning Moab since that time. Verse 14, but now God has spoken, saying, within three years, as the years of a hired man, the glory of Moab will be despised or disliked, with all that great multitude, and remnants will be very small and feeble. Let me read verse 14 again. But now God has spoken, saying, within 3 years of the hired man, the glory of Moab will be despised like the great multitude, and the remnant will be very small and feeble. Feeble means frail and weak. We have finished reading chapter 16. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for keeping the evil one away from us forever and your constant protection from that devil. In Jesus' name I pray. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I'll be back with you next time. Amen. Amen. I love you all, sheep. God loves you too, more than I. See you. Talk with you next time. Bye for now.